السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. عبد المفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with Afia. Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician, brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 15th of Ramadan, 1446 in South Africa, Southern Africa. And we know that in most countries in the world, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Palestine, Aqsa al-Mubarak, and majority of the world, today is already the 16th of Ramadan, the second half of Ramadan has started. Wherever we are, may Almighty Allah bless us and accept all our broken efforts and humble deeds. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 24, Surah Nur. Nur refers to the radiance and effulgence, and verse number 32. Islam wants a pure and a chaste society. Hence Almighty Allah states, وَأَنْكِحُ, you the guardians, you the parents, you the elders of the society. So people who have some jurisdiction and some authority, وَأَنْكِحُ, you should get them married. Get who married? الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ, those who are not married among you. The word أَيَامَ is a natural, is a neutral term. And what is the neutral term? That a male, la zawjata lahu, he doesn't have a wife for him. So meaning he's single, a bachelor. And for her, la zawja laha, she doesn't have a husband, she is still a spinster, and so forth and so on. So therefore, you must try and ensure that everybody gets married. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala used to say hypothetically that if his wife passes away or something like that, yet I will get married even if Almighty Allah told me in 10 days time I will pass away and die. With the fear of falling into fitna and into trials and tribulation. This is the golden era of Islam we're speaking about. What about this belated day and age where everywhere there's fitna, in the masajid there's fitna with the cell phones and so forth and so on. So imagine that, how much we should ensure that we get everybody married. وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ, so you, the elders, the guardians, the people with some influence, so get them married, the ladies, the men, all of them who are not married, who don't have any spouse at all, مِنْكُمْ, from you, so meaning from you Muslims, وَالصَّالِحِينَ, and always try that when you look for selection of the spouse, it should be salih, the pious people. If you just analyze this word salih, I'm giving you the references. You, my sister, my daughter, you are pregnant. So what should you beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Chapter number 37, after Surah Yasin. Surah Yasin is chapter 36. So chapter 37, Surah Was-Safat, verse 100. The dua supplication of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him. At that time he had no children. Rabbi habli mina salihin, O beloved Allah, grant me pious offspring. Remember that he had two wives, Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha, the first wife, and Sayyida Hajara Hagar, the second wife, remember. Now he's crying, begging, petitioning Almighty Allah. Rabbi Habali Mina Salihin. Chapter 37, verse 100. O Almighty Allah, grant me pious offspring and pious children. And second translation, Ya Allah, grant me normal children. So she, Sayyida Hajar radiallahu anha, she gave birth to Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam. And then after 14 years or so, Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha, she gave birth to Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam. So first was Ismail and then Isaac, just to use the terminology for our non-Muslim listeners and so forth. So Nabi Ismail alayhi salam and then Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. That is whilst that you are pregnant, whilst you are expecting, you should be reading the dua abundantly. And then at the time of death, so now we are alive. So which type of death do we want? We want the death that is based on the Quranic dua. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. O Almighty Allah Jalla wala, that let me pass away with perfect Iman and perfect Islam and unite me with the pious people. Even post-death, we want to be in the company of the pious people. So imagine before the baby is born, we're asking for piety. And at the time of death and post-death also, we want to enjoy the company of the pious people. And now whilst we are alive, so then definitely we must be in the company of the pious people. Al-mar'u ma'amana habba, open Mishkat Sharif. A person will be with whomsoever he loves. So we should always try suhbat salih salikunan, suhbat tali talikunan. So the Farsi I learned, Persian I learned 90%, 100% almost, you can say I forgot few sentences and words we remember. So the company of the pious will impact on you, and then inshallah, O Muslim, you will become pious. And if we are in the company of the bad people, the whole day they busy with drugs, wine, dine, swine, womanizing, and you know all these type of things, Allah forbid, then we will also join their company, Allah forbid. So we should be asking ourselves, whose company are we in, you see? So, therefore, Quran says, Minkum, from you, then particularly was Salihin. Therefore, you, my son, my daughter, when you're going to get married, so the primary concern and your primary objective should be, let me look for a pious spouse. تُنْكَحُ الْمَرْأَى لِأَرْبَئِنْ هِيَ حَبِيبُنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ. Mentioned it so beautifully. Mentioned in Mishkat Sharif that a woman, normally you get married to her, and one of four reasons, لِمَالِهَا, she's very, very rich. وَلِجَمَالِهَا, of her beauty, she's a paragon of beauty. وَلَحَسَبِهَا, she belongs to the higher strata of society. She belongs in the elite group. So all these will be secondary issues. So what must be the primary issue? Walidiniha, for her piety, for her good character, and for bidati deen, and you will be successful if you gave deen, piety, that preference, and you made it position number one. And this hadith in Mishkat Sharif. In Tirmidhi Sharif, there's a beautiful hadith. Somebody comes to propose to your daughter, sister, niece. إِذَا خَطَبَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِمَّنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ. Then if somebody comes to propose for her, some female member of your family, you're happy with the deen of that person, the religion, and you're happy with the character of that person, for so we do. So get your daughter, sister, niece married to him. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ, if you don't do that, تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ عَرِيثٌ. You will find mayhem, chaos on this earth. They will run away, or they will elope, or she will fall pregnant with the illicit relationship. And how many of all these things are happening? Never mind non-Muslim society, our Muslim society. Just study the world, the micro and the macro, and you will see. وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ. And especially those people who are pious, from your male servants and from the female servants. So therefore, daily, you're married, you're not married, you're married 30, 40, 50, 60 years, everyone should be reading Surah chapter 25, verse number 74. رَبَّنَا هَبَلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ. Oh Allah, grant us such spouses. Ya Allah, grant us such children and offspring. Get us the coolness of the eyes. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was asked, what is the meaning of قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ, coolness of the eyes? He said, كُلُّهُمْ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. Each one of them are engaged in pleasing Allah in the obedience of Allah. The parents look at their children, so they bring such joy to the parents. The children look at the parents, they are living examples for their beloved children, grandchildren. And all are practicing, doing that which is permissible, advisable, desirable, meritorious in Islam. So that is what it is. What has become the biggest impediment today to get married? So remember, he says, I don't have money. How will I look after my wife? How will I look after the children? So Almighty Allah answers that, إِيَّكُونُ فُقَرَىٰ. And if they are poor, so then, يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضَلِهِ. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala will enrich them from His grace, from His fadl. I told you on several occasions, what one word is rahmah, the mercy, another word is fadl, the grace of Almighty Allah. I told you to wash my car, I'll give you 100 riyal. The person did such a fantastic job that immaculately he made the car, you know, it looked so impressive. I told him, take 150. 100 we agreed on. That 50, that is fadl. So Almighty Allah rewards us, grants us much, much more beyond our perception, comprehension, than what we are entitled to. That is the fadl of Almighty Allah. And you, husband, wife, you married 1 year, 5 years, 10, 20, 40, 50, 60 years. وَلَا تَنْسَهُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Don't forget the fadl. The husband went the extra mile. The wife went the extra mile. So don't have selective amnesia. Learn to give and take. So cry to Allah, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. So our thing is this, that he, the husband, that male, got enough to just lead a comfortable life, but not a luxurious lifestyle. You see that? So therefore, the Master alayhi salatu salam said, إِنَّمَا الْغِنَىٰ غِنَ النَّفْسِ. That if you learn the true richness, it is contentment. Otherwise, people who have the quality of greed, they will never be satisfied. I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. You must remember that. What will satisfy them is death, finish. Then you pour the sand over them. So remember this, we all must learn some contentment and thank Almighty Allah, be grateful to Almighty Allah for His ever recurring bounties and favors. I told you several times, when I got married, I didn't have money for mahar. East Bengal Beach Masjid, Mauna Harun, we started job there, you know. And Rahimahullah, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. So my brother-in-law, Maqasim, had to perform the nikah. Mauna Harun, Rahimahullah, permit the dua. So my father asked me, you got money for mahar? I said, no. He took out 40 rand and then he said, use this. Then I climbed 1-2 steps. Then he said, okay, take this 1 rand also. He just spent the 1 rand coin. So 41 rand. You see, so that is how it is. In Karachi, no house, nothing. 3 days we spent in a hotel, and then I had to spend 1 year there in Karachi. So you must remember everything too. Cup and saucer too, teaspoon too, everything just too. So if a visitors come, then I can give 2 people. 4 come, like Hajibai Padia and Abu Arbi, all Rahimahullah came, so I had to give, there were 4. So two had to have and two had to wait, you see. So that is student life, you must remember. Then you grow up with the grace and mercy of Allah. So then, but what we want, that when we get married, I must have stove, I must have fridge, I must have microwave, I must have the best furniture, I must have. Then she don't get married. Then the son don't get married. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu's fatwa mentioned in Sunan Sa'id bin Mansur, Iltamisul ghina fin nikah. Get married and Allah will enrich you and make you rich. But remember, Allah will give us for our basic needs and necessities, not for the luxuries. That is not the promise of Almighty Allah. So we also need to think, Wallahu wasi'un alim. Almighty Allah is ample in giving, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is all-knowing. O son, O daughter, marriage is wonderful only if you can click. What is the meaning, Junaid Mota? To click is not the bodies only must meet, the hearts must meet. When the hearts meet, then there is unity of thought, and then you going through together, whether it be the turbulence in the plane, whether it be the big, you understand, waves in the ocean, or whether it be the potholes in South Africa. But inshallah, through the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, you will remain together, and you will be together in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Ameen, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us present to you the news, views, interviews today, 15 Ramadan in South Africa, 1446. U.S. bomb Sana'a, and they say that you're not going to intercept the ships that are going through, and 9 people, most of them civilians, killed. That's why we say America are the biggest state terrorists. They murdered over 1 million people in Iraq based on a lie. When will justice take place, you haramis? So remember, do that. That will cause the American regime harm. That will cause the Israeli Jutla Zionist harm. See what Israel did. Yesterday, Israel murdered and martyred 9 people, including two journalists. And remember, others were aid workers putting up tents there, and they murdered them. We are very clear in our stance. We support Hamas, and we say everyone in Palestine is justified to put the settlers away. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. They're getting frustrated. They don't know what to do. They have no food, no water, no medication, no electricity in Gaza, and yet they can't beat the Palestinians. They have the world supporting them, but Allah is supporting the Palestinians. May Allah be with you and all those Arab regimes and Muslim countries who are helping Israel and America. Allah dismantle them also and decimate them. But by Allah, there's always justice. In America, in Missouri and other places, so deadly storms, minimum 18 people killed, and the death toll is going to increase according to the media. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Ya Allah, send your punishment to America in different parts. Ya Allah, send your punishment to Israel against the Jutlas. Allahumma ahsim adada waqtulhum badada wala tubqi minhum ahada. The Supreme Court to choose the members for the Commission of Inquiry of 7th October 2023, and he is turning already. That is Netanyahu. He does not want that to go ahead, but the Supreme Court said it will go ahead. Starmer, he is not a harami of Britain, so he says, we are building up our coalition and our defense force. We have to beef up the security of Ukraine against Russia. We can never allow to let Russia win this war against Ukraine, and then we will be the next one. So Putin is smiling already because he broke the West unity. America is one side, Europe is one side, and all the European countries also are not united, remember. So that's why Putin is smiling all the way. Pakistan, minimum 11 people killed. The army, two of their army military people were killed, and 9 of what they call terrorists were killed. And that is in Dera Ismail Khan. So remember that the big problems in Pakistan, and these are all outside agencies and forces who want to destabilize Pakistan. Millions in darkness in Cuba, you know, their big outages. We are used to it in South Africa. DC, direct current, AC, alternate current, ANC, and no current. Travel ban on 43 countries. This is your democracy. This is your human rights. The American regime, with Trump trumpeting away, they are mulling and thinking of placing a ban on 43 countries. You know the answer. Majority of them will be Muslim and Arab countries. Remember that. And one, two others they will have. So if we say go to hell, we don't need America, so we don't need Israel, so we need Makkah Mukarramah, we need Medina Munawwara, we need Palestine. So therefore, that battle will continue all the time. With Allah's help, we visited America twice, we visited Palestine 5 times. So all this is the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. In my lesson today, speaking of Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, some interesting statistics. Those of you who are interested, you must write all these things down, and you can compile one book regarding the Haramain Sharifain. In Masjid Nabawi, where the Master alayhi salatu salam, Darbar Mubarak is, the court Mubarak of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, there are 30 different types of lighting, and that is illuminating the masjid, the mosque. 2 kilograms, listen to this, of Makkah, 2 kilograms of the premium wood. You know wood, how expensive it is. If you know the premium quality, the small little one will cost you $1,000 or more. So they're using 2 kilograms of premium oud, you understand, that is the perfume and the greatest ether one can find per day, daily, there, by the Kaaba Musharrafa, by the Baytullah. So that is why, oh Mu'tamir, oh person, if you are in Ihram, you should not be touching the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. The walls also have ether and perfume, and the Kiswa, the ghilaf, the black cloth also. So when you're out of ihram, out of the state of consecration, then you touch the Baytullah, there is no problem. A United Nations judge, a judge in Uganda, and her name, Lydia Mugambe, not Mugabe, Mugambe. So she is guilty of slavery. So she was there in the UK, and then she told one lady there in Uganda, you come and work for me. And she didn't pay her. She confiscated the passport, treated her like a slave. And now that matter was reported, and now she is found guilty. Imagine, supposed to be a judge of the United Nations and of Uganda. So these are the people, remember. So very, very sad and a terrible indictment. Greenland, remember, around the embassy of America, they surrounded it and they said, Trump, you and your administration should know Greenland is not for sale. You can go to hell. We will not give you Greenland. And remember, the countries are revolting. The harami Trump is just in power 50 days or more, and he has caused such rows, ructions in the world scene. And not millions, millions, billions, trillions of dollars down the drain of America. He will blow up America himself, inshallah. It will implode just like Israel, inshallah. Trump will go to jail. He is a felon and a criminal, 34 charges. And Netanyahu, the war criminal, will go to jail. That is our dua. Allahumma sallid alayhim kalban min kilabik. IDF soldiers, this is the Haaretz newspaper. You Jutlas, you Zionists, listeners, you're listening to me. This is your newspaper. IDF, the Israeli Diaper Force, that their soldiers are firing bullets and all that in the direction of Gaza haphazardly. What they care? They can kill the babies, they can kill the children, men, women, and they'll get away with impunity. That is your modern-day justice. Therefore, we say clearly and boldly and loudly, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Let's come to South Africa. We know Ibrahim Rasool has been expelled from America. I told you that yesterday. Now the blame game starts. The Bura, the AFRI Forum says, ANC, don't blame us. You must blame yourself. You see that? So now they will blame one another. Ibrahim Rasool, he has got 72 hours started yesterday. In 72 hours, he must be out of the American state and country. Otherwise, they might lock him up. You must remember, he's a person non grata. None is not welcome here. Pick up and go. What to Izzu man tasha, what to Zillu man tasha. Allah gives honor to whomever he wishes. Allah does graces whoever he wishes, whether you like or you don't like. So I got nothing to do with him. So you must, I criticized him on many issues. So you must remember, according to me, that Ibrahim Rasool is humiliated after this even more. And ANC are humiliated. And you must remember that the politics of South Africa, because I got nothing to do with Trump. I am the most critical of them, but it's foolish of the ANC to send such people. Remember that who these people, they know your track record. They will take out things from where and where. Now people went to Gaza. Not Gaza. They went to Palestine. And I met my cousins, you understand, who went. So they told that guy, you, we're deporting you from Tel Aviv and you must go back home. You got 5 big guns there in your house. They even know how many guns the guy got. You see that? So they say you are a security threat. So they know your whole history, geography. So you must send such an ambassador that is clean, clean, clean. Then you can work with them. U.S. is trying to bully South Africa because of, you must remember, that why did you take our favorite harami, our favorite bee, to the International Court of Justice? What ANC did there was very good. We support it. Now they want to bully them and you must change policy. So the ANC said yesterday, we're pouring another 30, 40 million rand or whatever in that case against Israel. Very good. We must take Israel to the cleaners and we must name them, shame them and nail them. That is what is the job must be done. Because your Saudi Arabia, your United Arab Emirates, your Jordan and Egypt, your Bahrain and Morocco, all bunch of haramis and murtads and traitors. You don't expect them to do the job. Our program for today, you must remember, 2 to 4, will be Q&A, inshallah, live on Radio Al-Ansar International and on Sirius FM and on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, this afternoon, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz, between 2 and 4, Mawana Khalid Yaqub and myself, inshallah, when Junaid Mota sends me the correct podcast, inshallah. So then we will send it out this morning, inshallah, between 7 and 7:30, inshallah. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.